Hello and welcome to the Croft and Ware podcast, recorded by someone who's getting sick. I'm your host, Jack. Do you remember junior high, Maddie?
Oh, unfortunately.
The happiest time of your life. Wrong. All I had was math class, puberty, and self-doubt. I grew 6 inches in seventh grade. Fun fact.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was terrible. So, do you guys want to say your grade level and name?
Yes, I am Madeline Lecker. I am a senior at Crofton Community Schools.
I'm Ella LaCroix, and I'm an eighth grader.
I'm Jaden Tramp, and I'm a seventh grader.
All right. Thank you for podcasting, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for filling out the massive Google form. That was just so difficult for everyone else to fill out within a day. Because I guess people just don't check their email.
No.
Which is fine.
People had to tell me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people had to tell me to fill it out.
No, when I'm bored, I just look at all my apps and all my notifications.
That's a good idea. Honestly, that's a responsible thing to start doing. That's all I do.
Yeah, anywho. I check my email religiously.
Yeah, yeah. That's my first piece of advice as a senior.
Just, yeah. Honestly.
Check your email.
Do you guys want to know anything about high school? That's kind of the main thing of this. Do you guys... Are you scared for high school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because there's so much.
There's just a lot?
Yeah.
Mainly sports.
What's... Like, you're afraid of the sports?
Yeah. Like, basketball, that's a scary word. Just kidding. being ineligible or something.
Are you two a part of the mass of junior high that goes to Altwine's room?
Yes.
Every morning?
Sadly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay.
Honestly, it's not that.
Encore isn't, like, in high school, if you do your work and you hand in your assignments on time, you're probably not going
to
be on Encore.
I feel like it's bad to ask, but are you at this time, are you struggling with being ineligible in classes?
No.
Then you'll probably be fine in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're afraid of basketballs, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I get it. Sports can be... I mean, it's not... You think it's going to be super different from, like, junior high and stuff, but I mean, like, it'll be a little bit more physically demanding and everything, but the coaches are a lot more laid back than you'd think. Like, they... Like, you think that they're just going to walk in yelling at you and everything, and they're not.
They
like
do all the time. That's what Bake does is speech practice.
That's very true.
She just
walks in and screams at us. Is different. She just screams at us all the time. Like,
Wait,
you know.
Guys have Bake.
Yeah, for English.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. I never had Bake until speech.
Junior year?
Junior year English. But
yeah.
Maddie, how was your experience in junior high?
In junior high, you couldn't pay me $1 million to go back to that.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't necessarily bad. It just, like, it just wasn't that great.
Really?
You know? We went to St. Rose.
Were you afraid of high school going into it?
Yeah.
Why?
But I don't know. It's just such, like, a big... It's just such a bigger transition, you know? Especially... I feel like it's different for you two because you're already in the high school and you're, like, used to all these teachers. Mm-hmm. We came from St. Rose. The only teacher that I knew was, like, Mrs. Kleinschmidt, who was my first block. I didn't know any of the rooms. Like, the first day of high school, I knew nothing.
Yeah, but that's the first day. You guys know the rooms.
Yeah, we know
the
rooms. Yeah, it's not difficult at all.
Mainly because my brothers went here, or they do go here.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Are you the oldest, Ella?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
So is that... Do you feel like you're breaking into new territory of your family?
Yeah, but I also, Ellie Tramp was my babysitter, so she, advice, and she's a good mentor.
You've had
That's
all this
my
already.
Cousin.
Oh my. What are we doing? That's the question. That's the actual question of this. Here, I have your questions that you wrote down on the How did you come up with these questions? Do you just actually have them?
I actually had them because I was bored. I was doing my skincare and I was just like, all right, let's answer these questions.
I didn't have skincare when I was in junior high.
Do you have skincare now, Jack?
I wash my face.
That's good.
And I use moisturizer.
That's good.
That's all I've got.
As a guy, that's probably all that you need.
I mean, probably.
Your skin looks
what
pretty
What did you
clean.
Have?
A lot. I have a lot.
It's a lot. Why?
Well, I just got some for my birthday, so.
Yeah, I have, like, prescription stuff that I use for my face.
I don't have that.
Like, yeah.
I have, like, bubble stuff.
I'm not that rich, so I got e.l.f.
You got skincare for your birthday?
Yeah, because, like, my skin, if you see me right now, it's just, like, flaring. Every day.
Especially because wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like wrestling stuff. I always break out.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And for softball, like, our face mask.
Yeah. That's why I always have acne right here.
The forehead gets really bad.
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of junior high, though. Like, I just had...
Yeah,
I had so much acne in junior high.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like I should find pictures of that, because it was terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like a starry night.
And you don't realize how bad your acne was until you look back on pictures. Like, mine... I look back in pictures and I'm like, that's...
Yeah, but apparently these guys have skincare.
Yeah.
We didn't have that back in the day.
Back four years ago.
Back in the day? Way back in the 80s? We didn't have that.
Way back in 2019.
Way back...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
COVID. 2019.
Speaking of which, you guys are the class of like 2029 and 2030.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I graduate college in 2029.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
But like... 2030 seems so far away, but it's 5 years away. That's insane.
Ugh. Yeah.
Although we said, I feel like we said the same thing about 2020.
Yeah.
I moved here in COVID year. So.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
That must have been an experience.
It was an experience because I've never had like a boy teacher, and it was Mr. Connett. And he's really laid back. So, yeah. But like my mom was like, you got to do these packets. And we get packets every single week, and it's just like...
Wait, how old were you guys when COVID hit?
I was in third grade.
Wow.
I was in seventh grade.
We were in seventh grade, and even then, like, I feel like we still got it easy because people, like, were seniors in high school, and
yeah,
COVID hit and everything. And
graduation.
Or college or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anywho, what questions do you have about high school?
Okay, do teachers get nicer as you grow older?
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a solid question, actually. I'd say yes. With a big caveat.
I would say so, but there's a line that you can cross, like. As you get older and like everything, teachers will like talk to you as an adult and they'll treat you like an adult and you can just have like adult conversations and stuff like that, and it doesn't necessarily feel like there's such a, like, you feel like you're more of like their friend and everything.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not. There's a strong,
and they're more, there is a very, there's a very long, strong line that they will like keep, but for the most part, like in general, they do get friendlier because like you're no longer just like a kid that they have to watch.
I'd say that as long as you with the more mature that people get, the teachers treat you as though you're more mature.
Yeah,
in a way. So like if everybody's chill and does stuff and isn't being little jerks about everything, then teachers aren't going to treat you like you're little jerks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Type thing. Like Miss Hansen's senior class right now, they have to write like a 3-page paper on paper because they're just being little jerks the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
And I'm sure that if they didn't act like little jerks the whole time, they wouldn't have to do that. And they would just be like, yeah, you'd write a page, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Type thing. And also, you can curse a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I've heard Braxton.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Teachers don't let you curse that much, but, like, if you...
Like,
Mrs.
if
Rossman,
frick. If it, like...
She says that we can say the S word. That's it.
S word.
Well, like, if it slips out, and as long as it's not, like, towards somebody, you know,
yeah,
they don't really care. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just treated like a person.
Yeah.
Rather than a liability. But I think they get nicer, roughly. Yeah. Maybe.
Probably because you're older.
Less you aren't going
to
class today.
I think so. Next.
What do you think the easiest class to pass is?
Choir.
Choir.
Not core classes.
Yeah.
Are
Yeah.
Not difficult to pass.
Core classes, I'd say history probably.
History classes?
Yeah. Just history, I feel like if you just do the work, you'll be fine.
That's most of them.
Yeah.
In but general, like English, classes that's easiest to pass. I took textiles freshman year.
What is that?
That's like knitting and it's with Taney.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I took that and like interior design. And she gave me an F on my quilt, and I was actually pretty pissed about that.
I mean, I wouldn't be.
Quilts are hard to make. I would give you an A just for effort.
Quilts like, are
I made
hard,
a quilt.
Hard
to make.
They're so
me
difficult.
And my aunt made one.
It takes so long, doesn't it?
Well, if you work on it, it doesn't take that long. But I don't know. I waited like a whole summer, and I just didn't do anything. And then the next summer, I got started on it.
Yep. Yep. It takes so long to make a quilt, and then you get an F on it. It brings your grade down to a C+ by the end of the semester.
I lose interest too fast.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. But it's a class, so I couldn't.
Do you ever feel like all the schoolwork is for nothing?
I have an opinion on this.
No, but I do. Me personally, I feel like it's a waste of my time if I'm just sitting there and we're doing nothing in class. Like, I at least want to be learning something. I'm like, I'm going to college next year and I'm going to have to pay rent. And we're sitting here, like, doing nothing in class and I'm, like, learning nothing and whatever. Like, I could be out working or, like, and I have to sit here legally and do nothing. Like,
I think that schoolwork sometimes is pretty good. Well, it sucks when it's like a math assignment and it's just here, have 1,000 questions just for the sake of doing 1,000 questions type thing. But, I'll just. Bruning's class. Bruning's gone now. Rest in peace, Bruning. She's not dead.
I was like, whoa.
She's not dead.
That's what makes
And I hope she never dies. But the way that Bruning would do it is she would give us a bunch of work. Not like a bunch of work, but she would give us like a worksheet so we actually understand what we're doing. And then she would have the answers in the back of class, which if you're irresponsible and silly, you would just go and write down all the answers and do stuff like that. But it would be so you could actually just figure out what you're doing, understand how to use sine, cosine, tangent or whatever. And then I have already forgotten how to use it, but actually understand what you're doing and be able to use that for a test rather than here have 1,000 questions,
memorize this whole thing, even though in this day and age with the technology that we have, you will never have a job where you have to like have anything really memorized.
Shakespeare like, passages are dumb.
Yeah.
Personally.
Like, why I do think. We I know I agree. You're never gonna have to like actually memorize something. You can look up anything at any time.
This might not be good advice to be giving to junior high. You can look up any answer.
You can. They already know that. Trust me.
Just kidding. I didn't say that.
But anytime that I remember being in elementary school and stuff like that, and teachers would say, "You're not going to have a calculator on hand every day, are you?" Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah. I quite literally am. So I think that work in school is important sometimes. Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most teachers are good teachers here.
I feel like once you like know what you're doing, then I think it's like less of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, I don't know, if you just like have something new, then I feel like we should have more.
I 100%
sometimes.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
That is a great
I agree.
Notion.
But not like a whole lot to where like you stay up like late at night.
Yeah.
Trying
yeah.
to finish.
To the
it.
Point to where you understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in all times she always compares everything to college. It's like I'm an eighth grader. I got college in 4 years. I got 5 years.
On the first day of school, she was like, "You will show your work. That's what I'm preparing you guys for college."
And
I'm
the
like,
ACT
I'm a seventh grader, guys.
Well, I will say, showing work, I hate it because that's just not how I do things, but it is pretty, it's kind of useful because then you can see where you messed up.
Yeah.
Fine.
But like today we were, she taught us two ways to do this like math problem, and I did it the first way, and she goes, "That's the hard way." And then she teaches.
Nice.
And
oh,
then
that she made me so mad.
And then she teaches it the easy way, and she's like, "Well, you need to do it the easy way." I'm like, "But you taught me the hard way first, so I'm gonna understand the hard way before I you like."
It's for whatever way works.
And
best
she's like, "You need to change it." I'm like,
"Yeah,
right, okay." Yeah.
A lot of times when I was in junior high or elementary school or something like that, I was always told, "Oh, teachers in high school are never going to let you do this." And then teachers in high school are more laid back than
That's why I saw YouTube videos are like POV teachers in high school, like college professors and stuff are so strict, and then you get there and it's like
And they're showing up to class in sweatpants.
Yeah.
As I've been told. Yeah, that's kind of the main thing. It's just busy work is dumb.
Yeah.
But when you understand
I agree.
It, I think that it's good. And I don't think most teachers don't give out just busy work.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Unless you're being a bunch of little bingles in class. Then they will, because that's a punishment.
That's why Mrs. Altai never gives us stuff like that. She says we're the best class.
She always compares us to
the
freshman
best
class,
but she's always like, "You guys, please stay how you are right now. Never be like the high
schoolers." As a junior high kid, you guys have no idea how big of a compliment that is.
Yeah,
it's a trick. She said that last year, and then this year she's like, "You guys are like the freshmen, and I don't want you to be like the freshmen, so stop." I was like, right, okay.
Hey, good for your class, though. Yeah. We were always the worst class that a teacher has had, so.
That's true.
Take and run.
Yeah, we did get multiple teachers fired at St. Rose.
Did
so.
We next.
Anyway.
Do you think school lunch has gotten better?
I can't speak
on
this.
I would say, honestly, now that you say that, I think it has a little bit. It like this year I have noticed that it is a little bit better.
Really?
For some reason, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm just so used to it and am tired of complaining about it.
I don't trust the meat.
But yeah, nobody does. That's not real. Nobody does.
Like the quesadilla we had, I just throw out the meat and just ate the cheese. I'm lactose, so.
But like the things like that. Like, they've become more creative. Like, that quesadilla yesterday was so, like, flavorful. It had so much flavor in the, like, cheese and stuff. And I was like, what is this?
Really? It was, like,
if you
spicy.
Talk about the looks, though.
It don't look too good.
From that's my true. Side of the table, it does not look that good.
Yeah. Half the time, it really doesn't.
I've eaten the same sack lunch since kindergarten.
What is it?
Okay. I have a peanut butter sandwich because I don't have an ice pack and I can't keep jelly cold.
Right.
So I have a peanut butter sandwich.
You have to have the jelly cold? You don't just
honestly, not really. I just say that so I don't get judged. I have a peanut butter sandwich and that's like two pieces of bread. It used to be one piece of bread folded in half because I was a little child, but now I'm an adult man. Now I have two pieces
upgrade.
Of bread. Oh, wow. And
with
then I have an apple. I just eat the whole piece of bread.
Uncrustable.
With crust. Nothing's wrong with crust. I was always told that crust would make me be able to whistle.
No.
I literally cannot whistle
make
to save
jump
my life.
Higher.
Really?
My mom used to tell me that all the time. I'm like,
okay. I was just a normal child that ate the crust anyway and was never told
that's
anything.
I was told that it would make us be able to whistle. I couldn't whistle till like last year. Fun fact. Yeah, I could, and apparently Ella still can't whistle.
I can't whistle, and I eat the crust, so.
There you go. That's what I always said.
But when I was younger, I didn't eat it, and my dad's the same way, so he didn't really care that I didn't eat the crust or not.
There you
but
go.
Your dad doesn't eat the crust?
Not,
that's
well, so, kind of, well, if we're on a time crunch, he doesn't care, but usually he just chops it off, so.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad would be like, wasting bread. Knock it off.
We did a lot of that, so.
Yeah, I had that, and then an apple. Like, full apple, and then some sort of snacky pretzel goldfish type.
I love goldfish.
Goldfish.
That's kind of good. You got the peanut butter, you got the protein, you got the apple,
protein.
The fruit, the grains, you kind of got the whole
balanced
thing.
Balanced breakfast.
Yeah.
And then back in the day, I brought a yogurt, but I don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, sorry.
What is one thing you should prioritize for class?
That's a great question.
Take the, like, your core classes are core classes for a reason. So, like, pay attention a little bit, at least.
I guess that makes sense.
Like, personal finance, pay attention to that one.
That's a good one.
American government, pay attention to that one. Because so when you're an adult. You have now? Yes. Math is somewhat important, but only through college.
I'd say that math is, it's good to know what you're doing in math because it just builds off of everything that you already know.
Yeah. Like, it'll help you, like, through college and stuff, but after college.
They don't care about college yet.
You probably won't do anything with math, but for now, yeah.
I'd say science, math is good to know.
Science is just kind of cool.
I've just gotten through science. I haven't paid, honestly, I haven't done that much with it. I've just figured my way through. I don't remember a single thing.
Science, I've just learned, is just kind of like the explanation of how just like things work that you've never thought of before. Like, oh, this does this because of this. And you're like, I really don't care. My life is the same after knowing that. I use science class
to figure out how to do card tricks. Shout out Gade.
I love science class.
Really?
I like it. Human biology.
It's the worst thing ever.
I don't like geology because I don't, what are rocks going to do it? Anyway, I just, I'm just weird. Walk I love on them. Geology. I walked on them. Rocks are so cool. I like human biology.
It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit. Yeah,
I like learning how like the body works and stuff, but like other things.
Yeah, because that like actually kind of pertains to you.
Yeah.
I like neuro stuff because I need to like learn how people's emotions work.
Yeah.
And what
psycho stuff.
Are you gonna take psychology in high school?
Yeah, I'm gonna be. Yeah, I want to be a psychiatrist when I'm older.
Oh,
that's cool.
What classes do you guys actually like? Just building off of that. None of them? Just none at all?
Right now, I like history because of the moon. Moon's a vibe. Mm-hmm. And then I like PE because we get to do wrestling. So.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. You.
Tech and we classes. Took them out of that.
Tech class is not fun.
Yeah, tech class.
Right now, we're doing like digital citizenship.
What does that even mean?
It's like what red flags are, and it's
We already did that.
Red flags and like talking to people. We watched this video, and it was these two kids talking to each other, two kids with quotations on it, and
two full adults and it's like, acting as children.
We should meet up. I'll wear pink, you wear black, and these two old men just show up in the video, and we all started laughing. And she goes, "This is not a laughing matter. This is serious."
Who do you have for this class, Rossman?
No, O'Brien.
Oh.
And she goes, and then we did stuff about like how you're supposed to not cyberbully, and if someone's being racist, you need to stop that.
Stop like, oh boy! And we went to St. Rose. There was none there of that. None kind of this.
We get all these like examples, and it's like some of them are kind of funny, to be honest. Will you miss high school after graduating?
Halfway.
Yeah. Yes and no. Will I sob at graduation? Yes. I already know that I will, but I sobbed like the last week of summer.
Really?
Like, because I was like, I want to bed or whatever, but now I want to go to college and like F this. But
I want to go to college right now. I hate school. Just want to go to college. I just want to go to college and then just be done with it.
I want to get out of all school and live in a big house. And work at home.
To do that, you have to go to high school.
Well, I don't. If you have a trust fund, it don't matter. So
do you have a trust fund?
Do you have a trust fund of a multi-million dollar?
I'm going to find it. I'm going to
find a trust fund on the ground.
Your sugar daddy?
No. No. Maybe not.
I can't condone that at school, but.
But? Oh, yeah? Nah. What do you go to school for? You just go to school because you have to?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I like seeing my friends.
See, there you go.
And my crush. Yeah. So.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't tell me about this one.
This one?
I've had three crushes throughout all Minecrafton years. Three.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
I'm not weird. And change my crush every single week. I think that's a good
Seems
thing.
Seems like a personal attack to some people that I know.
Might be. It's okay.
Are there questions? I don't hear
In high school, crushes are not necessarily a thing because you can very easily, like, when you're little, crushes is like, oh, I have a crush on this person, but like
I'm gonna stare at them from afar.
But like, yeah, you don't date in elementary school. In high school, like if you have a crush on somebody, you tell them, and then you either start talking or dating, or it's just nothing. Like,
yeah,
I have the man come up to me. Otherwise, it gets embarrassing.
You have the guy come up to you?
Yeah.
They yeah, I don't go do, up to them.
Good for you.
I respect it.
I look and talk with them. I look from afar, but when we're together, I talk, I guess. I don't like to be weird.
I don't think I should encourage people to date in high school.
I agree, honestly.
I want wait till you're in college to find somebody?
I mean, okay, here's my genuine relationship advice for life. Just be nice. Just make friends.
Yeah.
Just make friends.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I'm so excited for college when I get to just like meet new people that I've never.
That's my goal.
Wait, what are you scared about?
I'm going to UNO for political science and business.
What's that gonna make you, a lawyer?
A lawyer.
Oh, and
then
gross.
I'm gonna go to law school, and it's gonna be 6 years. And it's gonna be a long time, and I already wish it was over.
So you guys don't like school. She's going for 10 more years.
Well, at one point, I want to be a neurosurgeon, so...
Oh, that would be a lot.
Oh, boy. That's like 12 years right there.
Psychiatrist is a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't looked up how many years in college, but I know it's a lot for what I want to be.
What do you want to be?
A pediatric occupational therapist.
That's pediatric cool. Occupational therapist would be...
Like that's children. Probably anywhere from...
You don't like children.
I love children. I like working with them.
Like 6
years. Yeah, that's
years
probably
or
like 6 to 8 years.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I think about it this way. High school, I thought, would go so slow. And it did when I was in it. But now, like, looking back on it, I'm like...
The days are long, the years are short.
I never thought I would be a senior. Like, I never did. Every single day, I'm like, I'm a senior? Like,
I mean, that's the so thought, weird. The thing is, like, haha, 2025, that's not going to happen. Like, how you guys are probably like, 2030, what's that?
Yeah, I got 2029.
I'm scared for when I graduate. I don't know what the world's going to be like.
That's...
I don't like change.
I go to college, there's say. Not even going to be a point, because there's already people who are going to be like... I don't know, robots doing my job.
Yeah,
there's no point.
You're not wrong. Robots don't really have feelings right now.
There might not be right now.
Right now. So then we couldn't diagnose
people. We just talked about this in personal finance, about having bots be your insurance agent.
They did. And everyone said that they would rather have a person be an insurance
agent. Yeah, I think I'd rather have a person.
My dad's an insurance agent, so if I said a bot, I might not be.
Shout out to Ryan.
Invited back home, but.
Probably. What was the original question?
Will you miss school after graduating?
A little bit.
A little bit. But no, not really.
I'm the youngest in my family. I'm not going to have a reason to come back to Crofton.
I hope that...
I have a reason. So.
I hope that I'll look back on it and be like, oh, that was nice, but like not want to go back. Because if this is the peak of my life, like...
Don't peak in high school.
No, do not peak in
don't
high school.
Don't do it.
I hope that the peak of my life is years from now.
My goal is to look back and cringe. That's if you're not cringing at yourself, you're not growing.
That's very true.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just being myself.
That's true. I look back on my junior high years and I do cringe. And that makes me feel good about myself now.
Junior high me was a circle until I grew 6 inches. Like I was fit.
That's
oval.
Yeah.
Oh, I was ovular. Yes. Yes. Anywho.
What's going to be nice is when I'm graduating college, my brother's only going to be a junior. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have 5 years.
5 year. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 year gap is different.
My brother will be a seventh grader when I'm a senior, so that's going to be fun.
Then you can have him on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And you can give him advice.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
All right. What was the hardest part of high school?
Ooh. Hardest part of high school?
Ooh. Writing my speeches for speech.
I'm going to say, okay, genuinely, the hardest part of high school, my answer is when I was, or at least the most stressed I've been, is when I was a freshman, I had, around this time of year, I had Allstate Choir, and that's in Lincoln, and it's like down there for 3 days or something, and I was in Altwine's class during that part, and I think I was on her encore, and I did not get my stuff done for like another month, and I was just behind the whole time, and it was terrible. And I was just the whole time like, so that was a good time.
Yeah. that probably is the hardest part, is like keeping up with your schoolwork while you're in a bunch of activities, but it's worth it.
But I wouldn't say it's that difficult.
It's really not. Like, once you get the hang of it, it's really not.
It's just if the stars align and you happen to be in all four core classes at once and then you're gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Then it's difficult.
So, like, don't get, like, mono or something during school.
Don't get mono.
But, like...
The kissing disease.
Okay, next question.
Anywho, you got another one in there?
Which class did you have the most fun in?
Journalism, baby. Ooh. I love journalism class. But that's just my niche, so I can't force it onto you guys.
Yeah, I'd say probably any history class...
Government's chill.
Or novels. I absolutely love.
If you like reading.
Yeah, speech class is so fun.
It sucks.
Speech class is just working on speech.
Speech class is just working on speech, and speech is just so fun.
And
me,
I love
so
speech.
I love
and
it.
Speech is so fun. And,
you're gonna call me such a nerd and so weird, but I think personal finance is probably my favorite class.
You're a nerd.
I absolutely love it, but
personal finance,
I will major in business next year, so that makes sense.
Personal finance.
Kramer.
Oh.
And Kramer's just
I was
Kramer.
So scared for this class. I thought Kramer would be
I was
like so strict
well.
And everything, and she's so like laid back
and she's Kramer.
Such a good teacher. Like I'm
she's
very surprised.
For a long time I don't think Kramer liked me, but it's getting better. So
she'll listen to this and we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll listen to this. She doesn't have time to do anything. She's so busy all the time.
She's so
yeah.
busy.
What
an
incredible lady.
Do you want me to do life questions now?
Sure, life questions.
Yeah. Alrighty.
We got like 15 minutes,
yeah,
roughly.
So do you regret doing something or not doing something?
Like an activity?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh.
Well, I did golf my freshman year, and sometimes yeah. I wish I had stuck through it and not went back to volleyball, because I got academic All-State my freshman year for golf, and I did really well in golf, but I missed volleyball because I missed being with all my classmates and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because there was nobody from my class. But some days I do yeah. wish that I had gone back to golf,
strange.
And some days I don't, but I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind.
So you kind of miss going doing golf and not doing golf?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm fine.
It just
you don't regret not doing
honestly, something. I think I have a strong belief that if you don't like doing something, then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Because there's a lot of people who'd yeah. say, this might be terrible advice, I don't know. But there are so many people who are like, gosh, I've been in volleyball for 2 years, and I have two more years. I might as well stick it out, even though I hate every single day because of volleyball.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say do that.
Yeah.
I was in cross-country freshman year. Fun fact. Yeah.
I quit.
You're not a freshman.
No,
I stuck through it.
I quit. This year, I quit, like, 2 weeks into it.
I quit cross-country. Really?
Cross-country.
You know what? And I'm not going to say specifically cross country because if you like cross country, it's a great thing to do.
Mm. Yeah.
Continue to do cross country. Mm. That's
a great
time.
That goes for anything. Like
yeah, and that goes for
yeah.
quite literally anything. But me yeah. with specifically cross country or like somebody with football or something, I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do cross country this year. I still run on my own.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, I don't want to do cross country. So I didn't do cross country.
Yeah.
But like if somebody really hates FCCLA or something, don't do FCCLA.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I've always said that, like, if somebody is talking about, like quitting some sport or whatever, and you're in the same sport, like, would you rather have, like, fewer people on the team but have all of those teammates love the sport, or would you rather have a bunch of people on the team that don't really like it and that complain the whole time about it?
And, I mean, there's another side of the coin,
you know?
Too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really don't like it, but... you're like, oh, it could be really cool if I did this or something like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Continue doing it. There's so many things that you could do.
Yeah.
But I would suggest try anything that you're even remotely interested in because maybe you'll start to love it. If I didn't go out for journalism the one time, I wouldn't know that I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or mm-hmm. I wouldn't have started this stupid podcast, mm-hmm. you know?
We love the podcast.
We love yeah. the podcast. I really like it. But it's just that type of stuff or like... if you're slightly interested in doing speech, which everyone should do speech, I think it's
everyone should do speech.
Speech is incredible. I will rep speech till I die.
And I know that this is such like like everybody says this, but like and every single adult that I've told that does speech, they're like
say.
they're like, that's such a good thing. Like, you may never play volleyball again, but you will use speech and one act.
Speaking skills.
You need speaking skills.
God,
you do. Like, I gave the speech for Veterans Day yesterday, and I really don't think I would have been able to if I hadn't done speech for 4 years
speech
of high school.
So great. I'm sorry to just be like constantly.
Does Ben Kleinschmidt do speech?
Ben Kleinschmidt does not do speech.
So he doesn't
do speech.
Oh, he just did that off the cuff.
He did, and
he wrote it down.
He did very, very well.
He just pulled up to the podium and started talking.
I thought you were using that as like, I don't want to do speech, because is Ben Kleinschmidt in speech?
No.
No, I would say, like, for everything, if you're slightly interested in doing it, go for it. Freshman year, you can try anything out. And then if you're like, I didn't do one act my freshman year, but it seems kind of interesting, go for it sophomore year. There's nothing stopping
you. Like, if you think that it'll matter that you didn't join until sophomore or junior year, it doesn't.
Nobody gives a nut.
Nobody cares. Nobody remembers that. Like, nobody, it just do it. Like,
nobody looks
the
at
the years
Maddie
all
says,
blend
she's
together
a girls
eventually.
Golfer.
Like, yeah. Yeah, nobody does.
Nobody's like, ugh, Maddie only did girls golf for 1 year.
Yeah. My freshman year, when I quit, I thought that was the end of the world. So, I thought that was just the worst thing. But
yeah,
no.
So did I. When I quit girls golf, that was a tie. Nah, I say go for it. Go for anything, and if you hate everything about it, stop doing it. Mm-hmm. If you hate half the things about it, maybe think about it.
Yeah.
Think about what you're doing.
How much do you think you changed from freshman to senior year?
Oh.
So much.
So much.
I didn't wear business casual every day freshman year.
I honestly, jeans is, I love it.
You love
jeans? Jeans are great.
I think the main thing that I have changed is I've just figured out who I am to more of a degree.
I agree.
And I think that I'm going to figure out who I am more in college, way more in college probably. But like, I've actually just been myself and been fine with that and been okay with actually not being cool or whatever.
Yeah.
Those silly PSA ads of like, you guys don't want to be cool, be yourself type stuff. It's true. I have two pieces of like advice that I live by. My like mantras. Well, actually that my mantras don't take anything too seriously, but my actual like things that I'm trying to live by is, be yourself and don't be a d-. Those are my two.
Yeah.
And if that's what you do, you'll be chilling.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
I agree. Yeah. I think I'm definitely different, but like, I think it just is a matter of like, I just know a lot more, but I also have the wisdom now to know that I don't know everything.
Mm.
Like freshman year, I thought I knew everything. But now I know that I knew nothing back then, and I know more now, but I also don't know everything.
A fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself a fool.
Mm-hmm.
That's Shakespeare or something?
I don't know.
That's somebody cool. Shakespeare wasn't cool, but as somebody, I think.
Probably. Jack Schiefer, 2024.
Jack Schiefer, 2024. I came up with that right now. That was me. That was all me. I've changed.
Put that on a poster.
I have changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a podcast now. Yeah. Crop and Wire podcast. Give it a listen. Yeah. Anywhere you get your podcasts. Next, you got another one?
You think you had a glow up or a glow down?
I think I had a glow up.
Let me find a picture of me in freshman
year. I hope
year.
I did. I think I did. I feel so bad for anybody who has a glow down from junior high to high school. I think everybody has a glow up from junior high to high school.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like subtle, like.
Yeah, I'd say so. Where's, there's me. Where's a picture of me? There's me freshman year. The biggest difference is like seventh grade to now, but freshman year to now is still.
Oh, you're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Wait, wow, Ella.
Hey now. But
you have a bad type.
Yeah.
Whoa, listen.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Don't say that. That's terrible.
I haven't fine, seen though. The other boys that she likes.
Stop. That's not okay.
Wait, no, now I know who you like.
You know
Wait,
who it is.
There's me and the unicorn ones in a battle of bands.
Oh.
You're cute. I said it
That's
again.
That's such a strange
my
thing
God,
to say.
You look so like
It's in my
little.
Vocabulary, so don't be concerned.
There's, yeah.
I'm very concerned. Yeah.
Little Jack. Well, that's not little Jack.
But like, still.
Yeah. I have changed a great... Let me scroll back in my Snapchat memories. What year? 2021?
I'm not going to show you any photos from when I was in junior high because they are embarrassing. And
oh, they're so embarrassing.
Snapchat
I'm just going
memories
embarrassing
is
ones.
My worst nightmare. Like,
oh,
honestly.
Yeah, 100%. Where's yeah. me?
And if you don't think that about yourself... In like 3 years, then you
That's
probably
what I'm
did
saying.
Something wrong.
I'm going. I'm trying to look back and cringe, type thing. Because then I can say that I've grown.
Yeah.
Look at that, being so smart.
Right.
Oh God, these are terrible.
Do you know who it is?
Yes, dude.
Ain't that just cringy?
I feel so stupid because I'm like, wait, who? But I know.
All right, we probably have time for. Oh my God, we probably have time for one more.
We don't have any more.
Do you have any more questions? Do you two have more questions? Chicken or the
Which
egg?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I have such a serious answer on this.
Me
What's
too.
Your serious
like,
answer?
Like, I have a genuine answer.
I did not think,
I would
it,
say,
I don't think about this.
Can I say mine first?
Egg.
And then you give your actual legitimate answer.
Yeah, sure.
It's not my thing.
I think it was the chicken because Adam and Eve came first and God created them as like, this is my, this is, listen, because,
ew.
And they came as like adults. And then they made children, so I think that the chicken came first. But I don't know.
It's an egg.
Okay.
You want to say? Or
but how is the egg incubated and everything without the chicken?
Here's my answer. I think that egg came first, but I think it entirely depends on your opinions on abortion. So it has to do with when you think life begins.
I think that's a good.
What about evolution?
Evolution.
Point.
So
well, like,
I think that there were two. Like, what depends on what you want to consider a chicken. I think.
Right.
Evolutionarily, mm-hmm. there were two things that weren't chicken yet, hypothetically. And,
that's what I'm saying.
And then
like
within this non-chicken, quote-unquote, was being formed an egg. First, technically, it's the, like, egg embryo, whatever, that gets fertilized and stuff like that. Then the hard shell around it comes out a cloaca. That's a bird butthole, for those who don't know. And then, so... And then that egg is there, whether or not you think life is in there. If you think life is in there, then you think it's a chicken. If you think there's no life in there and it develops later,
That's
then it's an egg.
That's a very smart
Boom.
I don't
Boom.
Get it.
Answer?
Pow. You think egg.
I always
that's a,
thought there was like something, it was just like something that's not a chicken and something that's not a chicken, but they're fairly close
Yeah.
to a chicken, but then they went together, but they're two different like, species mm-hmm. or they're not
right.
like alike
yeah
and then either that came out as like a chicken or something close to a chicken then it just kind of kept going something like that
you're like half mm-hmm. of what I had
yeah.
essentially
yeah.
I did not
yeah.
think this hard on these questions yeah. I know there's a chicken so
oh, we
I
had like
too hard
in
on something.
Sixth grade it was so bad our whole table like at lunch was like okay chicken or the egg and we had,
had a
like
serious
an
debate.
Hour or two of chicken or the egg.
I could have that debate.
I like the one that it's like if a tree fell in the forest and no one
walked. Does it make it sound?
Does it make it sound?
Yeah.
Or did it even yeah. happen?
Well,
you know Jojo Siwa song? Like Karma?
Karma's a witch. I should
It's in
I love
song.
That
song.
Okay. Okay, we're out of time. Well... Anywho, well, you guys got to go back to P.E.
Wrestling!
Yay! Yay! Wrestling. We're not playing Shark. I'm walking out.
Anywho, so thank you guys for podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can get up and leave if you'd like. Do Alrighty. You have any, like, advice for the world? Or just words for the world?
Don't be stupid.
Good answer.
That's good.
Because mm-hmm. that's not the warrior way.
That's not the warrior way.
Let's
it's a great day to be a warrior. Bring up that school song right now. Get it going.
Crafting for
years.
Heads up. Yeah.
Anyway. Yep.
I have PTSD.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for podcasting.
I hate to say I hate that song, but I do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Now that they're gone. I'm going to read an outro for the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Croft & Warrior podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole.
You may have noticed that somewhere in the description it says that this is part one of a series. Well, we recorded a lot of podcasts that have to do with junior high, and my mom said that she would rather listen to multiple podcasts that are shorter than one podcast that's really, 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 really long. So, you can thank her for that, which, you know, I guess is probably a good thing in the long run.
There's going to be a part two coming out, maybe a part three, we don't really know. But either way, thank you for listening, we'll see you next time. You have a good day. You have a good day.